We're going to be starting from the last few lines in the first paragraph on Litzanus. Just another 3 seconds. Ulehepach, Misha Mechabev Kaladam. Right, he was talking before about people who are leitzim. Everybody hates them. They're cynics. Nobody likes to be around a cynic. But somebody who mechabev, word mechabev usually means love, but I think here it means respect. So I never there covered the benimus, and he answers in a respectful way and in protocol way. I think nimus means protocol. What does he say?
Politely.
I feel like Tanami men, even the people that are younger than him. Everybody loves him. A person has to be accustomed and be mizbainan and think about what he's speaking. Judge your words before you utter them. Meaning, before you say something, think whether that's an appropriate thing to say. Because I would say, Mila Besela, if you get paid $1 for a word, you should be paid $2 for not saying the word. But Rush and Archis Chaim says, Kosav, it should be easier for you to spend your money, but it draws the Baruch from you spending your words. But also, a mouth can't be Hefker. But Adam, a person who has no control, and his mouth pours out words like a garbage dump. His is without thinking. Inevitably, he'll be niksha on all words that are usher. But to Lamish, I call Tabe, yes, Avera. On each word, there'll be an Avera. Sometimes he'll embarrass people. Umachan Hashem, giving nicknames. Shamu Chazal, b'shiyas b'yodem mitzvahs and ma'itzim toivim. Eilach, eilach, v'alim haba. Chazal say, people lose eilam haba for that. Elam ke yivayis as chaver of yimcholai. Unless you appease your friend, then he's meichol. Ramu Chazal, shim kol adam hochem malachim. With every person, malachim go. V'reishmim kol dibu v'dibur. And they mark down every word. V'alakol tzarech litnach gachdim v'chetzben. And then every word he's going to have to pay for. And there's a malach that writes down every single word a person says. When a person's born, there's chayzer in him. Thank you very much. Takes not in the other day. The guys are in him, how many words he'll speak the rest of his life. It's a frightening sefer chassidim. Every word costs. The arakach, sefer kalamilim. Then they count. You know, a guy gets 1 billion words. I don't know, maybe 10 billion words. I don't know what the number is. Then afterwards, they say, how much of those 10 billion words did he use appropriately? Even a easy conversation. What did he say, Kala?
Trivial
conversation. Even what the discussions a person has with his wife, come back, he's going to have to face them if it was appropriate or not. When Chazal talk about anchem, it's not an exaggeration. If anybody wants to have sleepless nights, they should read Reishis Chachma. When he talks about punishments for certain averis, I mean, there's no way a person can sleep the nights if they read them. That's why I don't read them, because I want to sleep at night. But the honest truth is, what he's saying is very nice that we say that was once yesteryear. He's saying, I mean, it's frightening even to say the words, that these punishments are there. Baruch Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shlomo Tzfas said, it doesn't punish us in this world. But, you know, unfortunately. And we hope that we can do tshuva and avoid them. doesn't believe that there's chayv ha'inish, it's a kaifer. You know, there are 13 animamans. And if one person doubts one of them, he's a kaifer. There's no compromises in the animamans. It's 13 or zero. It's not like you have a choice, I believe 11 of them. No. Either all 13 or zero. That's the 13 ikrei amuna. That means without the 13 animamans, a person can't be a maimon. That's what it means. So it's good to say them every day, so a person should know what he has to believe.
Who are Reshis Chachma?
Honestly, don't know, but I'm sure Dr. Schwab can look it up in Google and he'll know in a second who wrote it.
It's a Rishon.
I don't know if it's a Rishon or a Kadman. There's a big difference. He's not from 1924, no, that's for sure. In fact, he's not even from 1724. He's before that, but I don't know exactly when. I'm sure if you look at Google, it'll tell you which city he lived in and which thing. And if you look at AI, they'll make it up.
My copy of it is a small one. It's too small for people's letters. I would point out that, as you know, punishments are consequences. They are not punishments. I mean, punishment's a bad word.
Right, I know. But he used the word unction. Okay, we are in the Gemara. And the Gemara just started a Machlokes. I'm going to start the Gemara again. I'm going to start from the two dots, Kashas Shloisha Yamim. We learned this yesterday. Lamed Zayin Amid Beis. Right, two dots, little bit, I would say middle of the page. I didn't count the lines. But it's close enough to the middle that you should be able to find it. Kashas Shloisha Yamim. Ibai Elohu. The Mishnah talked about a woman that had labor pain for 2 days. Stopped the labor pain, but was seeing dam. The Mishnah said so. What happens if she stopped seeing blood for 24 hours or night and day? I'm not going to repeat that machlokes over and over again, but that's the machlokes in the Mishnah. Right. Rav Chisda said, the fact that she went 24 hours without labor pain or blood doesn't make a difference. The fact that she's not in labor means that it wasn't labor pain, and therefore she's a sava. She had 2 days, 3 days of labor pain. Then 24 hours of zero, no blood, no labor pain. She's coming zav, zava. B'chinina amr tahira. Amr b'chinina, mashal l'melech. And again, this mashal was difficult to understand yesterday. I don't understand it any better today. She yatsa b'chayalaisav l'fanav. He sends his soldiers in front of him. V'yaduwa sh'chayalaisav sh'melechein. Unless you know a proof otherwise, assume this is the front, what word am I looking for? The head, they send the head to notify the king is coming. This is the way the baby sends the message that it's on its way. And there's no
entourage.
Reason to assume it. What? I'm sorry?
Entourage.
I don't think so, but anyway, it doesn't make a difference. Rav Chisda Amar, Koshkin, the boy in the first Chayal's tray. Chisda says, no. The fact that for 24 hours she went without anything, that means it was not the message of the baby. And therefore, it's not considered labor pain. And she's a sub.
I didn't really understand the analogy.
Okay, I'm not going to get all. You do understand, don't understand, let's move on. I'm not going to spend time on it. Rav Chisda, Tresa Gemara Tanan. Rav Shuaimer, Laila V'yayim Kalele Shabbos V'yayimai. The Mishnah says, Rav Yeshua said, it's not 24 hours, but it has to be a night and a day. The Mishnah says she stopped the pain, but she did see blood. Now, that seems to indicate that if she doesn't see blood, it is labor pain. Right? Right. Blood without pain is a riot that the blood wasn't to do with labor. But no blood, no pain, means that it was labor pain. That's what the Mishnah sounds like. Because why did the Mishnah have to say she stopped from pain and not from blood? Even if she stopped from blood, according to Rav Chisda, she's tamei. Right. Time of the minatzar, below minadab. How is that mitzvah tahira? Chufta Rav Chisda. Right. Rav Chisda says, even if she stopped from everything, it's a proof that it's not labor pain. Rav Chisda, let me buy mitzvah, mitzvah. Chisda says, no. The Chiddush is, even if she only stopped from pain, you shouldn't think the labor continues without the pain. But if she stopped from everything, for sure it's indicative that it wasn't labor. Let me buy mizad the tmeya, the paskulu chayolus legamri. There's no soldiers completely. It's gone. Avu me'atzar v'leim en adam. Emir ke'echid v'idam loy paska, mikushinami loy paska. Maybe she really has labor pain. I, she said she doesn't. Vatumba ba'almud enakatle. Tumba means a mixed mind. Sometimes people become immune to pain. They don't feel the pain. Here is a woman that had pain for a few days, then all of a sudden the pain stopped and the blood continues. There's a svara to say, listen, lady, you're still having pain. It's just that your mind is, I don't know, what word does he use? Tumba? What word does he use for tumba? Rashi says it's confusion.
Stupor has seized.
What?
Stupor has seized her.
Stupor, okay. Rashi says confusion. Right? So here we have a basic machlokes. Let me just explain it and say to Rashi. The basic machlokes is a woman that has pain and bleeding, that's labor pain. And we attribute the blood to the labor. Then she goes, no pain and bleeding. So the Mishnah tells me, obviously the bleeding is unrelated to labor. And therefore she's a zava. The raya is unrelated to labor. And she has no pain and she's bleeding. Now, what would happen if she had labor pain for 3 days that had nothing? So Rav Chanina says, he says that means it was labor pain, right? Now it stopped for a day, but that was labor because it's very normal that labor precedes birth. And there is no bleeding that we should say that the bleeding has nothing to do with the labor because it stopped bleeding as soon as the pain stopped. So that shows us it is labor pain. I had stopped. Sometimes labor will stop before the birth, like soldiers will stop coming immediately before the king comes.
Only if they stop bleeding at that time.
What?
You said, but only if there's no blood.
Right? Right, because if there is blood, that shows us that the blood is not from labor. Right. So that's what Rav Chanina said. Rav Chanina says, no. A stop and everything is a bigger indication that it wasn't labor. Because soldiers come to the very end. And the Mishnah is trying to tell me a chiddush. Don't think if she's still bleeding that she really has pain that she doesn't understand, doesn't feel. No, it's not labor, even though she's bleeding. But if it's not bleeding, for sure it's not labor. That's the machlokes of Chizkiya and Rav Chanina. Okay, we're up to in Rashi. I think we're up to Tunva, to the Rashi Tunva. I think we did the Rashi till Tunva. Tumba she'enem mageshes b'tzara, she doesn't feel her pain. Machmas shamamumis hacholi, because of the confusion of her illness. Birth, I guess, is being called an illness, or labor is being called an illness.
Affliction.
What?
Can't hear
you. Word.
Affliction.
Affliction. Thank you. What? Tumba. You know what Rashi? It's about 12 lines up from the narrow lines, the bottom of the narrow lines. You obviously don't have highlighted Rashi's. You have highlighted. What?
Last word on the line?
Yeah, last word on the line. All Rashi says is it's not feeling her pain because of the confusion that came from doctor's word affliction.
And actually, I wouldn't use the word stupor, I'd use the word delirium.
Fine. Either one works for me. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Now we're going to try to prove one way or the other way. Tanan. Our Mishnah says, Kashasa Shleisi Yamin B'teich Achad Asur Yayim. A woman had labor pain 3 days within the 11 days. Remember we said that in the days of Nida, she's a Nida. So obviously this whole discussion of labor pains is in those 11 days that she can't become a Nida. So she had labor pain for 3 days during those 11 days. Shavsam made slaves, and she stopped for 24 hours. Behold, Harzuya let us decide.
Stopped what? Everything?
It doesn't say. That's what we're learning. It doesn't say. It just says, stop. And it says, that's a zaga. Hey, Chidami. Ilemekidiktani. Is it that, like we learned, which means, that it's, that she's still bleeding, right? Lamali Shalish. Why did she have to have 3 days of labor pain? It could have been 2 days of labor pain and 1 day of blood without labor pain. To be a Zava, you don't have to have 3 days of labor pain. You can have 2 days of labor pain and 1 day of non-labor pain. Because if you're learning Shavsa means She stopped pain, but she is bleeding. If you want to learn how you translate this Mishnah, stop from what? If you're willing to accept that it means stop from blood, but not from pain. Right? I'm sorry. Stop from pain, but not from blood. So then I don't need 3 days of labor pain. It could have been 2 days of labor pain and 1 day of non-labor pain. But the Braisa, the Mishnah said 3 days of labor pain. Why do I need 3 days of labor pain? Must be. Elala, Avachi Kamar. Kasis Shishleisha, the Shavsa Mizer Mizer. She had 3 days of labor pain, but then had nothing, no bleeding. So now the question is, did those 3 days make her a Zaba? Because there's no blood afterwards. So that day that she sees nothing is not going to count towards the 3 days. So I need 3 days of labor pain. And it's saying those 3 days of labor pain make her a Zaba. Or the Mishnah continues 2 days of labor and 1 day of quiet. How do you let us preserve? In order to understand the Mishnah telling us a chiddush, we have to come up with a reason that the Mishnah would mention 3 days of labor pain. Because you don't need 3 days of labor pain, you need 3 days of blood. And some of it was labor and some of it was not labor. But if there's no blood, if you hold like a chedina, she's not a zava. And this Mishnah says 3 days of labor pain. Why do I need 3 days of labor pain if she's seeing blood afterwards? Must be that she's not seeing blood afterwards. And those 3 days of labor pain will make her a zava because there's a 24-hour period of nothing. Like Rav Chisda, not like Rav Chanina. Chukta Rav Chanina. Amalek Rav Chanina, like. La'aylam kediktani. No, it means 3 days of labor pain and then 1 day of not seeing. But what's the chiddush? I mean, 1 day of not pain, but you're seeing. But why do I need 3 days? What's the mile of 3 days? To tell me the Avar Gav, the Masu Kishu Bishlishi, the Shavsa Meshleis, Tmeya, Lavukim Reb Chanina. Okay. We had earlier in this parik, yet last week's Gemara, Reb Chanina, it doesn't say Reb Chanina there, but Rashi calls him Reb Chanina. Ben Achi Reb Yeshua. Reb Yeshua's nephew said that if he has labor pain in the third day, even though it's only part of the day, that's called a day with labor pain. So according to that, let's go back. We had a machlokes in the Mishnah. How long is that quiet period in order to say it's not labor pain? Quiet from pain, but the CC's blood. One time I said 24 hours, and Reb Yeshua said, no, it has to be a night and a day. 24 hours doesn't prove anything. It means, according to Yeshua, a woman sees pain on the third day in the morning with labor, pain and blood, at 9 o'clock in the morning, and she stops at 10, and she now bleeds till the next morning at 10. She's still considered kishui.
Not a night and a day.
Not a night and a day. According to the other Tana, if she stops bleeding at 10 a.m., and then she goes 24 hours, it's good enough to make it not a good. That's what the Mishnah is telling me. That 24 hours works, even though the third day started with labor. 24 hours later, it will prove that she's not, it's not the cause. Like the first time. Not like Reb Chanina, the nephew of Reb Yeshua, that said that any labor that day makes that day a labor day, even though she's going 24 hours without anything, without a tzar. So the Mishnah is telling me the third day to tell me, not like Reb Chanina. Reb Chanina said if she has labor that third morning, that day can't count anymore. And 24 hours won't do anything. You need a night and a day. And this Mishnah is telling me, no, that 24 hours will be enough, even if she saw the third morning with Kishui. She had Kishui the third morning. But that doesn't cancel that day. 24 hours can kick in as soon as it stops. So the Mishnah pitched the case of labor 3 days to tell me a chiddush that even though there was labor on the third day, as soon as he stops, we start the clock of 24 hours. Then Reb Chanina would say, this is not Reb Chanina da Amira, Reb Chanina da Tana, he would say, no, that clock doesn't start till tonight. Because once he sees part of the day, that's a labor day. So this Mishnah is telling me labor 3 days to tell me that even though she saw an hour in the day, we start the clock of 24 hours. That means, that's how Rav Chanina da Amira learns the Mishnah. That means, according to Rav Chanina da Amira, the machloikas of whether 24 hours or a night in a day will affect, right? Let's see Rashi. Rashi. There's two Rav Chaninas here.
That's I'm getting confused.
Right. There's a Rav Chanina da Amira who told us that if she stopped seeing blood and pain, it's still labor. Then there's a Mechanina Tana that we had brought down last week that said that if a woman sees labor on the third morning, right, it's counted as a labor day, and the night, till the night, we don't start counting quiet time. Even though she had no pain from 10 a.m. to Shkia at 8, 9 o'clock. 11 hours of no pain and bleeding. That doesn't count. You need a night and a day. So those 11 hours mean nothing. That's what he told us. The Mishnah is saying labor 3 days to tell us that even though she had labor on the third day, as soon as it stopped, the clock starts for 24 hours. Not like Rav Chanina.
Why did the Rishash amend the text to read Rav Chananya?
Because one's name is, I think it was Chananya ben Achi Rav Yeshua, and here is Rav Chanina. The Gemara here calls him Chanina. So the Rishash says, it helps your confusion. There's Chanina and Chananya.
So this
I don't have the right side here.
It says to exclude the opinion of Chanina, that's referring to the Tana.
Rav Chananya. Who is Rav Chananya?
Which is the day and the night.
Right. Even though he didn't say, yeah, right, exactly. Rashi. Don't Rashi. We'll start with the Bach. Ile mekediktani shloisha. Right. Take out the words inami. Even if kitani shloisha bekushi ve'echad b'shufi bekulam rasab, lama likulahai. Why do I need 3 days if she's not going to see afterwards? A little bit of the third day and a little bit of the fourth day was pain, no pain but blood. Even though she had labor pain some of the third day, she didn't stop for a night and a day. Half the third day, half the fourth day, and the night in between. Not Ulafu came with Reb Chananya, the Rashash would say, Ben Achir Bishua, the Amr Leel, Kol Shachal Kishuya, Leah's Bishlishi Shalah, if the Kishu is on the third day, it cancels that day completely. You need a night and a day. So according to Reb Chanina, the Amira, the Mishnah is telling me we don't agree with Reb Chananya, the Tana. I'm sorry? Cancels that day because you need a night and a day. Kami Iksuya. The Mishnah asked, how many days do we attribute to labor? The mayor said, 40 or 50. In fact, the Gemara Hashta Chamisha Mekatsha Bohemi Bohim. If 50 is good, why did the Mishnah say 40 or 50? Now, this is a kasha that sometimes the Gemara asks, and sometimes the Gemara says it's a way of saying no limit. But the Gemara here feels that there is a limit. Nobody's going to say that labor can extend for 100 days. So when they said 40 or 50, it's exact numbers. So why 40? If it's 50, then you don't need to say 40. See, if it's not exact numbers, somebody will say it could be a year or two. What he means to say is it could be 10 years also. It's a way of expression, no limit. Then we wouldn't ask the kasha, why does it say 40 or 50? It's like saying, go on. But if we hear the Gemara understand that it doesn't go on, that even Remeir, who says 40 or 50, limits it to 50. So why did he mention 40? What does 40 have to do with anything? If it's an exact number, say the exact number. Don't tell me less than that. That's included. So ask the Chamisha Mekasha, if 50 is days of Kishra, bo mi boy, Amar Avchizda loy kasha, kan l'chayla, kan l'mbriya. One is talking about a person who's sick, that person, a woman that's sick, can go 50 days with labor. A healthy woman, only 40 days would be attributed to labor. Anything more than that, we would say is not kishur, even though she's in pain. Labor can only extend 40 days for a healthy woman, 50 days for a not healthy woman. Rashi? No, a bria, I buy it. A healthy lady is 40. Zakti Gemara Weiter. Amar Ablevi. Okay, now we get involved. Let's do this carefully. Ein havlad mitar el yamim harui elias ben zava. Okay, now let's listen to Ablevi. Let's set it up. A woman was an Ibn while she was pregnant. She went to the mikvah. Now she's in her 11 days. And during those 11 days, she has labor pain, and it results in a birth. She's not a Zava. There's no time in between. She has labor, goes directly to birth. Even though she saw blood 3 days, she's not a Zava. We had a pasuk that said that labor pain cannot make a woman a Zava. We had that pasuk. How about this woman had labor pain for 3 days during the days of Zivus, and it continued past the 11 days. She had labor pain, I'll just pick days, day 9, 10, and 11 of that 11-day period that she can become a Zava, and now she has labor pain and blood on day 12. That's the day of Zivus already. Now, had she become a Zava, she couldn't become an Edith after Shiva Nakia. But we said she's not a Zava. She has 3 days of labor pain. She's not a Zava. So it means she's a regular woman who's not a Zava. What happens on day 12? She becomes an Edith.
She didn't have the baby yet.
Didn't have the baby yet. But the 3 days of labor during Ziva did not make her a Zava. And the blood doesn't stop, and the pain doesn't stop, and now it goes into day 12. Now, we said that labor pain does not keep an Edith, only keeps Zava. That's what we said last week. So, we said that if during the days of Nidus, even if she has labor, she becomes an Edith. So, now she's in the days of Nidus. She's on day 12. Day 12 is the day of Nidus. So, Levi, Mark calls him Amar Levi. That, usually just says Levi, I don't know why here it says Amar Levi. I'm a second. That on day 12, she'll become an Edom. So here's a woman that went 3 days of labor pain during the days of Zivus. That did not make her a Zava, because she didn't stop the pain. Now she has labor pain and blood on day 12. But that doesn't help, because labor pain doesn't keep her from becoming an Edom. It means it doesn't stop. It
right.
Stopped her from being a Zava. It didn't
right.
Stop her from being an Edom. Yes, doctor.
I thought it was a
Hananya Tanita.
Isn't it? Wasn't Levi a
Tana? No. It was an Amira, a Talmud of Rebbe.
He was a Talmud of Rebbe along with Rav. He was contemporary to Rav and the other people of the Hindu generation.
Right, and they're not called Tanoim.
Okay.
There's only two people that are mentioned in Shas as being Tana. Amiraim that are called Tana. Rav and Rav Chia. Nobody else. Bar Kapara, maybe Ulai. Nobody else. Rabbi Yechonim was a contemporary, not a Tana. Shmuel was a contemporary, not a Tana. Tzitzit says the Pharisee Rabbi Yechonim was not a Tana. Shmuel was a contemporary, not a Tana. Levi's a contemporary, wasn't a Tana either. Rav and Rabbi Yechonim, the Gemara says Tana Upolik.
You're correct,
he's usually referred to as Levi, without Rab. Here the Gemara says Rab Levi. Okay. Ein avlad mitar o yamim harui elias bem zava. Zok Rashi. Ein avlad mitar yamim harui elias bem zava. Dehainu yud alav yam shebet nida l'nida. That's the 11 days that are between her ability to be an nida to being an nida. Av aras achreim tamayim nida. Kud amal el be may nida nida. On day 12, she can become an nida. She becomes an nida. Labor pain doesn't help on day 12. Doesn't do anything. Rav Amar, Afilu b'yamim haruyim l'sfira zava. No, Rav says, if she would have been a zava, the next 7 days she couldn't have become an Ida. Let's say labor pain would not have kept her from being a zava. What would have happened? She would have been a zava, and then from day 12, through day 18, she would have done her Shiva Nikia. That's what would have happened. So those 7 days, since had she been a Zava, she would have counted Shiva Nikiyam. Therefore, those 7 days, even though she's in labor and was never a Zava, but she can't become a Nida either. You cannot become a Nida if you saw blood 3 days in a row. Now, if she didn't see any blood for those days, of course she becomes a Nida on day 12. But she saw blood, except it was labor pain blood. That labor day blood, Zakrav, not only prevents her from becoming a Nida during the 11 days, but it prevents her from becoming a Nida the next 7 days. Because since had she been a Zava, had that blood triggered Zivas, she would have had 7 clean days that she couldn't become a Nida. Right? Remember we said Rashi Chita is that during those 7 days she can't become a Nida. So therefore, those 7 days, labor can't make her a Nida. Any days that would have been counted towards Shiva Nikiyam, she can't become a Nida through labor, with labor.
Not a Zava.
Not a Zava. But since she would have been a Zava without the labor, and then the 7 days would have kicked in of Nikiyam.
So you're thinking that 12th day, she's not a Nida?
Correct. From 12 through 18, she can't be a Nida. Because that would have been the Shiva Nikiyam. So even though she has labor pain, and labor pain doesn't help during the days of Nidas, they're not the days of Nidas, because since she saw 3 days of blood, even though that blood didn't make her a Zava, but it blocks her from becoming a Nida in the next 7 days. No potential. It could have been potential, but it wasn't potential, because she had labor for 3 days.
Any blood, you won't get those 7 days.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
No.
She had 3 days of blood.
What if she would not have any blood except for week 12?
So that's a sugi later on. What happens? We're not getting there now. Pasta again. We'll see that later. You get 3 days of blood. Okay.
So lady argued with Rob.
Exactly.
One said she isn't either, one said she's not.
Correct. Don't try to shout. Haruim remem haruim the sphere of Ziva. You got Ischol akushi b'mei Ziva. The hiring call you may Ziva. The shiv akreya. The buser zava shaychi. Because those 7 days are connected with Zivus. Now, she didn't become a Zav, but she had 3 days of blood. The Chikas of Rachmana, and when the Torah wrote, Kenidas of Alayka Zivasa, the Zivasa Tahira, Ahanig Nami, Koi, goes on those 7 days also. Avam Asher Shivam Yarech Tamei Anita. But let's say the blood, the labor continues. She added, they died 10 and 11, and 12, and 13, and 14, and 15, and 16, and 17, and 18, and 19. 19 she becomes a Nida. Because 7 days she gets, because she had 3 days during Zivas, but she only gets 7 days. She doesn't get more than 7 days. So if she sees Kisui from day 9 through day 18 and now day 19, then Rav agrees she becomes a Nida. The 7 days are given to her because had she become a Zava, she would have had those 7 days for the Nikiyam. So therefore, she can't become a Nida in those 7 days since she saw 3 days. I want everybody to understand. A woman that doesn't see after 11 days and then she sees the days of 12, she becomes a Nida. But here she did see 3 days. As if the Torah said she's tar because it's Kishoy. Okay, that Kishoy prevents her from becoming a Nida in the next 7 days also.
Quite to Rav.
Quite to Rav.
The difference is that she only saw 2 of the 11.
I did not. I said 3 of the 11. 9, 10, and 11.
Well, I thought it was...
No, that's a different sugya later on if she sees day 10 and 11. Okay. Zok de Gemara Amar Vadabahava Lutayim of the Rav. So Vadabahava says, according to Rav, you know what you end up? Now listen carefully here. So Vadabahava is going to extend Rav. He's going to say, Rav is telling me that since these are the 7 days that could have been the clean days, she can't become a Nida. Because she saw 3 days. If she would have seen during those 7 days, she would have had to start the 7 days over. So the next 7 days should also be part of that count. And if she would have seen during those 7 days, it would have started it over. So for the rest of her life, as long as she's in labor, she can't become a Nida. If she sees labor pains now for 40 days, she won't become a Nida. Because everyone is part of 7 days.
Is that the kasha?
He's just extending Rav. It doesn't say it's a kasha. It just says a fact. Well, the time of the Rav, Afilu Yom Meruim L'Sfiras Geres Avo. Even the days that would have been counted had she seen during those 7 days, she also can't become as a Gita. Rashi, bottom Rashi, last Rashi of the other days, time of the Rav, even the Amar Rav, Hanach Yomim, the Shaychi Basiziva, Tyrin Rachman Alinyan Kushi, that during those 7 days, the Torah said, Kushi can't make her Anita. Av Yomim, Harias, the Spirit Ziv Zayla, Bimei Ziva, the La'ayla Mitaira. She'll always be Tar, Achatisha, till the labor stops. Shankol Yomei Aruyim Bekach. It's always going to be part of that 7 days. Shemtisper Shisha, let's say she counts 12 through 17. Vatira, and then she sees day 18, the Saras HaKoyal. The seven didn't count. Nimsa, Ayamim Abar Ruim L'Svira. So the next seven count for Svira. V'hoz Tanya b'mei Nida Nida. The Mishnah said during the days of Nida, she's a Nida. Haidu the Aschul Kushi b'mei Nida. That means the labor started during the days that she can become a Nida. Ava Aschul b'mei Ziva, Kol Mashiara Kushi Tohira. The Vada Bava is saying, as long as the Kushi goes, she's Tohira. Now, it was out Rashi, I would have said, Rabbi Bab is explaining Rav. But Rashi and Rav said, after seven, she does become an Ida. And then Rabbi Bab says, no. So I don't know if Rabbi Bab, he's saying, according to Rav, this is the result. Now, I would have said he's explaining Rav. But then Rashi wouldn't have said that after seven, she's an Ida. But Rashi writes in Rav that after seven, she's an Ida. So I don't know if Rav is agreeing to Rabbi Bab or he's not agreeing to Rabbi Bab. I'm leaving it without it knowing. But Rav said that the 7 days she's off because it could have been Sfiras Nekiyim. So Rabbi Bava, according to that, it can all be Sfiras Nekiyim until she stops her labor. Once she stopped her labor, it's a different story now. Now she's seeing Dom, she's a Nida. Zog Tigamar Tanan. Kamiki Ksuya, Remeyer Ema Abom B'chamishim Yayim. Okay, now let's take Remeyer. She can be Kisui, let's take a healthy woman, 40 days. Now, it sounds from the Mishnah that during those 40 days she won't become Usher. She won't become Usher. Not true. According to Levi, she won't be Usher for 7 days, for the days of Zivas. And then she becomes Usher because it's days of Nidus. So during the 40 days, she's not Tor. She started seeing a day, one of the 11 days. And she's constantly seeing for the next 40 days. According to Levi, she'll be Tor the 7 days of Zivas. The minute day 12 came, she becomes an Ida. She's in the middle of the 40 days. Right? You have 40 days of labor. Inevitably, you're going to go past day 11. According to Levi, Kisui only is matired during the days of Zivas. If she saw day 9, 10, and 11, 12, she becomes an Ida. Now, in 40 days, you go through 11, and then you get to day 12. According to Levi, she became an Ida. Remeir said 40 or 50 days. Sounds like Remeir is saying she's not tummy for 40 or 50 days. Not true. According to Levi, she becomes tummy as soon as the 11 days are over.
That's only just 9, 10, 11.
And if it's 1 through 10, it's through 11? Remember, it's 40 days. So she started on day 1.
She is a
Zivas. No, she's not. She has 3 days of Kisui. She was in labor from day 1 of Zivas. Day 8 of her cycle. And she starts straight with labor pain from 8 through 18. Now day 19, she becomes an Ida, going to Levi. So how could the mayor say 40 or 50 days? Right. This time,
she can't extend more than 40 days.
Again, can she be tarred for 40 days? Going to Levi.
No.
So then what's the mayor saying?
What was the 40 and 50 that she
could? Healthy and not healthy.
No, what happened?
The mayor said labor pains can be 40 to 50 days.
Oh, you're saying these are,
so
once she's needed, these are not labor
pains?
Yeah,
well, she becomes tummy.
And we said that you could become tummy.
And for the Gemara, Mishtrai Melarab, Mishkaka, Baka, Barabarab, that it can extend limitless. Because it's all days that could be counting for Zava. Ella Levi Kasha, Amalok Levi beat Kani Tahira Bekulam. Did the mayor ever say she's tar all 40 days? We may need the Nida, we may Zipa Tahira. You're right. On day 12, she'll become an Ida. 7 days later, she'll go to the mikvah, and now she's in the days of Zivus, and she won't become a Zava. And then she goes back to being an Ida. But Meir never said that she'd starve 40 days. He just said labor pain can extend for 40 days. Zot Rashi. B'mei Ziv Aleph, what does the box say? The Havamina is the Gamri Matarla at Meir Misaiva Menidas. He's Matarla from Zaiva Nidas completely. No, we may need an Ida. And this is what a Meir means. How long is there a Kisroy that she won't be Chayiba Karban and Count Makiyim? About the Chamishim Yoyim. Me or Bechol Hani Aboim, during the 40, she saw me May Zayv and Vati May Nidus. When the days of Zayv end and now she gets to the days of Nidus, to May Nidus. Vichihad Vishami Zayi May Nidus. And when that finishes and she goes to the mikvah, Umati May Zayv Taira. But Mary never said she's starved for 40 days. He just said you can attribute it to labor. Zakhti Gemai Vaita Lishni Achrina. An other version of the Machlokes Rav and Levi. Amar Rav Levi. Ein avlad mitaro yomim aruim liyas bem zava gedayla. Meaning, the only days that are tar because of labor are if she sees 9, 10, or 11, or 1, 2, or 3, or 4, 5, and 6. But she has 3 days of kuchi during the 11 days. Avo, eliyam aruim zava gedayla. My taima. Dama Yamim Rabim Siv. The pasuk that Memayat Kisui from the word Dama talks about Yamim Rabim, which is 3 days. But let's say a woman would have Kisui number day 10 and 11. Then she would become a Shemeret Yayin. Because the Torah only excluded labor pain if she had 3 days of labor. Then we say that she doesn't become a Zava. But if she has 2 days of labor, or 1 day of labor, then she's a Shemeret. She has to keep 1 day clean. Because the Torah only excludes labor pain when she has 3 days during the days of Zivus. But if she doesn't have 3 days during the days of Zivus,
she's a what?
Of pain. She has 1 day or 2 days,
yeah.
Then she has to keep the next day tar.
Labor pain is only when it results in the baby.
And
if it doesn't result in the baby, it's not called labor pain.
Here, again. The woman had 1 day of labor pain. Right. Now, she didn't have a birth yet. Does she have to keep the next day tar? So, it's labor, yes.
You say she has to keep it tar. It
means she's after her husband until the next night.
Right.
Yeah. Because the Torah that excluded labor pain said the word dumma. And that next plus, the words say Yamim Rabim. Yamim Rabim means 3 days. So this exclusion is for a 3 day labor, not for a 2 day labor. Let's learn Rashi. Look, Rashi. Yav Zabagadayla, Rosh Shloisha Ritzufim Betrefir Alev, Yam Tahira Mesfiris Nikim, Omi Karbon. She's not a Zaba. No 7 days necessary or clean, no carbon. Avaloi Rosh Yam Echad, Svichi Lishma Yam Keneged Yam. She has to keep an extra day. The Chiksiv Dama, the Deshina Belay Machmas Vlad, where the Torah wrote in Xeris HaKosav, that labor pain doesn't make her a Zava, but Zava Gedalik Siv. It's written by the 3 days Zava. The Siv Bahu Kra Yamim Rabim. Yamim Rabim means 3 days. Then Mashach Suya Yaisim Achadav Yayim, Shenichnas of the Yam Shruim Lenidah Tameya. So if she sees 10, 11, and 12, she's an Ida, because 12 makes her an Ida, and 10 and 11. Meaning, 10, 8 makes her keep 9. 9 makes her keep 10. It's only 3 consecutive days during the days of Zivus that she doesn't become a Zava. Zava Gedayla.
It's only 2.
So then she has to keep the next day clean.
There's no
exemption for a Zava Ketana. Zava Ketana means to keep 1 day.
Yeah, I know. Exemption meaning...
She does become a Zava Ketana.
Yeah, okay. Why would you think not?
Because she has any labor pain. She's seeing this blood with pain. If she has a 3 day, she's exempt.
Counterintuitive.
Abishom is made a Rav Amar. I feel a yamim marim liyaz bem zavakitana. My time, you may, it says you may, and then it says, ho you may zayv tamasa. The ho you may, hasam sivin. It says ho you may, that includes even a 2 day or a 1 day. Rashi, you may, the ho you may zayv tamasa, and now you're not going to zavakitana, but shilim achot mishmaita besraisa. That's how we learn out the halacha of Shemarit Shaim. And it's written there, so even that's exempt, yes.
The
Reboy
Dumb, not
Aliyah,
but that's a similar question. The
Reboy
Dumb makes
her
more
tummy.
You know,
the Reboy
Dumb makes her more
toe.
Right.
Because
you're right.
It's more indicative of baby life. No, it's just
Lado.
It's not
Lado,
we think.
2 days
is the same thing.
Right. It just hasn't made a suck of that it's not Lado, maybe it's something else.
Right. Now, according to this, Rav never said the extra 7 days. According to this second version, all Rav did was add Shemarit Shaim. But the extra 7 days that we had Rav in the first language lesson, and Rav Adabahava's extension, Rav never said it. According to the second version, the Machlokes Rav and Levi is only within, was he sees 1 day or 2 days during the 11 days. But once she's past the 11 days, Rav agrees she becomes a Nida. Rav's verse, this version of Rav is much more limited than Rav, the first lesson words of Rav.
But they're talking about different days of
tomorrow. That means Rav never said that halacha. Lishnachmina means he never said that. He said this. Prakti Gemara, Tanan, Kami Iksuya, Ramei Reimer, Afilu Abam Kamishim Yoim. Now this is Sver and Rav. So going to this version of Rav, Rav also agreed to become somebody on day 12. That all that Rav said was that even 1 or 2 days during the 11 days, she doesn't have to be a Shemarit Shaim Kenegad Yoim. But that's all he said. He never talked about day 12. He agrees that day 12 she becomes a Nida. Which like in the first version of Rav, he said she doesn't become a Nida. Frank to Gemara, but Remeir said 40 days. The same kasha as before. But now the kasha is on Rav too. Because Rav agrees on day 12, she becomes a Nida. And for the Gemara, me kind of Tahira, but Kulam, the same answer. Kasha said, maybe Nida, Nida, but maybe Yasa, Tahira. And a Kanabi, she becomes a Nida. Rashi, kasha with Havayu. The Amri Zabak Dailuk Tana, who the Matar of Lot? All Rav and Levi are arguing is about a Zabak Tala. According to this version, Rav never said a word about day 12. The answer is, the may Ziva the market this, play the market this, play during the days of Ziva, 1 day, 2 days, or 3 days, depending on the Machlokes Rav and Levi. But according to this version, Rav agrees that the 40 days doesn't mean she's tar for 40 days. It means during those 40 days, it's labor pay. Sometimes she'll be tar and sometimes she'll be tummy.
Day 12 is the first day after.
It really, see, there's two calendars you have to keep in mind. 7 and 11, which is 18, and then the 11 of Zivas. It's the same calendar. It just says day 12 is day 19. No. Shiva Nakim starts as soon as she becomes a Zava. It could be day 8, 9, and 10 of the calendar, which is 1, 2, and 3 of the 11. As soon as she finishes seeing, she can start counting. Tanya. Now we get Amar Rameya, Hay Rameya Raimer. Yes, Mikasha, Kufnu and Yaim. There's women that are in labor for 150 days. They ain't Ziba Ilabah, and they won't be a Zaba. They'll be Nida, but they'll never be a Zaba. How? So here we do some math. Chaita. Shnayim Belayes. She had 2 days during the 11-day period.
5 months.
150 days, exactly.
Five months.
But they don't, we'll see in a minute. She's in fact, she is in labor for 5 months. So this is what happens. Keta, Shnayim Belayes. The first 2 days of her labor was during the day 10 and 11 of her Ziva cycle, which means 17 and 18 of the bigger cycle, right? She didn't become a Zaba. right? And there was no labor pay. Maybe there was labor pay, it wasn't labor pay. But if a mayor says labor pay for 150 days, it doesn't mean she had it every day. Over 150 days.
She's bleeding.
V'shiva nida, then she became an ida, right? Day 19, day 12, whatever you want to call it, the same. She becomes an ida for 7 days. So now she's on day 9. She hasn't become a zava. 2 days of non-zivas. She can't become a zava on day 10 and 11. She doesn't have 12. 12, she becomes an ida. And that extends through 18. Shnayim shalacha an ida. Then just 2 days after an ida that she sees blood. Doesn't make her a zava. Only 2 days. The chamishim shavad mitar. Then she went into labor. So after 11 days, 2, 7, and 2, she went into labor. So there's a lady that's on 2 days on her 11-day cycle, switched to Nida, then said 2 days in the next 11-day cycle, no labor yet.
This is only according to the opinion that you could become.
She didn't have any labor yet. Regular woman. No labor. She saw Dom day 10 and 11. She can't become a Zava. Not 3 days.
Right.
Day 12, she becomes an Ida.
Right.
At the end of that 7 days, she saw again for 2 days. She didn't become a Zava. So she went 11 days with blood without becoming a Zava. Now, she went into labor for 50 days. She's not a healthy lady. So for 50 days, she's bleeding every day with labor pain. According to her mayor, she never becomes a Zava. She goes to Nida, to nothing, to Nida, to nothing, like we just said before, right? She's not a Zava. We're just saying she doesn't become a Zava. She becomes Usher. What? Yeah, but she's not a Zava. She never needs Shiva Nikia. So now we're up to day 61. 2, 7, 2, 50. To 11 and 50. She saw blood, 61 days, and hasn't become a Zava. Now, Shmainim Shonakeva, she gave birth to a girl right after the 50 days of labor. So now, she's at 141 days that this woman has seen blood every day, and it did not become a Zava. She's Tamei, but she never became a Zava.
Why is she Tamei? After 14 days,
she never became a Zava. She's tummy because of Leda, she's tummy because of Nida. There are many things that occurred, but she never became a Zava that needs Shiva Nikia.
Okay, but she's Tamar after.
Yeah, she's Tamar and points at the tummy at point. But now, the Shiva Nida, then she saw blood on day 81, which is day 142. So she's a Nida now for 7 days. From 141 through 148. V'shnayim shalach anida. Then she saw 2 days, 149 and 150. She didn't become a Zava. So this woman bled 150 days in a row and never became a Zava.
She'd keep going on. Why are you living 150?
No, because if she sees 152, she became a Zava. She had 3 days in a row of 90.
She had two, and then she...
Then what happened? Tell me what happened on day 152.
When did she begin? She didn't see.
He said she could see 150 consecutive days and not become a Zava. Listen, women that don't see in those 11 days will never be a Zava. He's telling you a Chiddush. This woman bled 150 consecutive days and didn't become a Zava. But that's the max. But she got everything in here. He got 2 of the 11 days, 7 nidus, 2 of the 11 days, 50 days of labor, followed by 80 days of birth, followed by 7 days of nidus and 2 days of zivas. So she never became a Zava. 150 days of consecutive bleeding, not become a Zava. Okay, we'll continue.